Jamie Mansell is the president of Energy Composites, and he knows his business.
I've been working in the composites industry even before I graduated Lincoln High School, cleaning the floors of a fiberglass plant.
Mansell is just 37 years old. He never went to college. He's built his company from scratch in his hometown of Wisconsin Rapids.
Back in May of 1995, in a 2,400-square-foot pole shed with two employees.
Now with 95 workers, Mansell has even bigger dreams. A 535,000-square-foot wind blade plant with 600 new jobs for a local workforce hit hard by the recession.
Many people that have unfortunately lost jobs, very well trained, very hard working, a very good work ethic.
On the factory floor, a 16-foot diameter spindle slowly turns, wrapping itself with fiberglass threads soaked in rosin. Sam Fairchild, Energy Composites CEO, watches as an industrial tank is built one strand at a time.
This tank has to be able to withstand higher pressures than a steel tank would have to.
Fairchild says similar composites will be used to build wind blades here in Wisconsin Rapids, centrally located near the Great Lakes and their great cities.
There's no place on land that comes close to the quality of the wind on the Great Lakes. It's constant, it's not too fast, it's not too slow. It's just right.
Fairchild and Mansell call it the Great Lakes Strategy, generating electricity with wind farms off industrial shorelines, near the cities where the power is used, and near the plant where the blades are built.
Electricity that is generated in North Dakota, for example, has to be transmitted hundreds and hundreds of miles in order to get to a population center. A great deal of the power is lost. You don't lose anything if you're only 18 miles offshore.
The location of Wisconsin Rapids is perfect. There's no reason we should be bringing in blades from India, China, Brazil, Europe.
I think this idea of think globally and act locally is extraordinarily important.
To help them realize their global vision, Mansell and Fairchild hired Adrian Williams, a British engineer who's one of the world's top authorities in wind energy.
Well, we're really focusing on very large blades, 65 meters, which is about 213 feet, 15 plus maybe 20 tons.
The bigger the blade, the more power it generates. And because the blades are so big, it costs too much to ship them from overseas. So the new jobs at Energy Composites can't be outsourced. William says Europe got a head start on wind technology, but America is catching up because of the environment and national security.
The climate change and environmental issues are often less tangible. You are blessed here in the US with a large country, a lot of resource, but I think the energy security issue is a lot more tangible when it's affecting the price of oil. And obviously, the tragic consequences down in the Gulf right now.
Mansell and Fairchild think they can help wean America from its dependence on oil while they help Wisconsin Rapids redevelop its manufacturing base.
If we give away all of our manufacturing and just sit back and let everybody else in the world manufacture for us, what's going to happen to this country? This country is built on manufacturing.
Good, non-exportable, high-paying jobs that will be here for many, many years and help to grow the economy of Wisconsin Rapids.
Fairchild and Mansell say Energy Composites should break ground in a couple of months and start producing wind blades next year. I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.